96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment this Thursday morning is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the final Thursday of 2022, by the way, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Amanda Gutierrez. Amanda, many knows, with the Emporia Rec Center, but also is a mom of someone in the Emporia High School class of 2024, which is sponsoring a trivia night coming up Saturday, January 7th at the Boyer Building. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am much better this Thursday morning than last Thursday morning.
I think a lot of us fit in that same boat. How did things go a week ago for you?
You know, I hate to say it. I mean, our weather really is so mild anymore. So it's exciting for about 5 minutes when you have that little winter storm, and then in about that 6 minute, you're ready for it to be over and done and back to our mild weather. But, we survived.
Should have mentioned, too, Amanda is, also a fill-in color commentator on our Emporia High School basketball radio broadcast, and
hey,
does a fine job there, too, by the way. Amanda,
awesome.
thanks for your help there.
Well, sure. I guess if you're bringing that up, that means you haven't got any complaints. No one's called to say, get her off.
I'd go over those with you in private. I didn't think we'd bring that up publicly.
Right now wouldn't be the time or place for that personnel issue.
Correct.
You got paid, right?
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Well, Amanda, let's talk about the trivia night. Class of 2024 is sponsoring, as Ron mentioned, coming up January 7th at the Boyer Building. Before we start talking about exactly how the trivia night tournament's going to lay out, where are the money? Where's the proceeds going to wind up going?
Well, how this always works is those classes every single year. So the minute they get in high school, they start raising money for prom and after prom. And I was telling Ron a little bit ago, this class, the class of 2024, when they started high school, they actually started in the building once every 8 days. So they were kind of in the middle of that whole COVID mess. Their freshman year, parents could meet. One of their big fundraisers is they do concessions at basketball games for 4 years to help raise up some money to have this nice little account. Well, this class just, hasn't had those same opportunities. And, some of us parents have not been through this before. I do have an older daughter, but there wasn't a whole lot of proms going on. And so it's just one of those things with COVID. The class normally would be doing a lot of fundraising themselves, and they have. So I don't want to take away this class has worked really hard with the opportunities they've been given. But prom and after prom are pretty expensive. And, they just didn't have as much money in their account as probably classes in the past. So some of us parents were, we've been wanting to do, we did trivia night for years there for Village. And so we just thought, this is a great opportunity to bring trivia night back. And it goes to a great cause. It gives these kids a prom and an after prom. So that's where all the money's going to go. Every single penny is going to get kind of turned over there to that junior class for the prom and after prom this year.
It is a big trivia night. It is January 7th. That is a Saturday. And you have secured the Boyer Building to host the activities. So how does trivia night lay out? How does it all work?
Well, so we will have 10 rounds, 10 questions each. So teams of eight, so you can have eight people on your team, and we're just going to go round by round. We'll give you answer sheets. We'll put the questions kind of on the board, and we'll let your team answer questions. You'll be able to buy some mulligans. So if you really don't know an answer, if you'd like to purchase some mulligans, you just put the little sticker on that question, and we'll give you that point. But we'll play, like I say, we'll play 10 rounds, and we'll just add up how many points you get right or questions you get right over those 10 rounds, and winner take all. There's kind of some bragging rights that go with it.
Ooh, so no first, second, or third. It is money goes, or I should say the
well, I should say that. We will have prizes for the top three teams. But let's be honest, if you're second or third, you're still a loser, right?
You have just set the atmosphere for Trivia Night. Game on. Let's go.
There it is. So do you need eight players, or can you have six or seven?
You can have six or seven. If you're that smart, just come by yourself if you think you can.
Team of one at work, huh?
That's right.
Can you, I guess, speaking of that, can you maybe sign some free agent deals with, say, if you're coming in by yourself or maybe with somebody else and you're not associated with the team?
Yeah, we've had that happen. There was one year I think we had two smaller teams, just three or four. You know, people just, I don't want to say they didn't show, but, you know, last minute people had stuff come up. And so we had two teams that were short, so we just put them together, and they made one team. So it worked out fantastic, and I think they had a great time. They were people that didn't really know each other. I will say that's one thing kind of exciting about Trivia Night is it's kind of a night for adults to go and get together and just laugh. I mean, it's fun. I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm not the world's best Trivia Night answerer. I don't know, in 1963. I know. So, I can sit there and laugh and have a good time and just enjoy the evening.
So what is the entry fee?
Well, it is $80 for a team of eight. You can also be a round sponsor. So we do have some that have already signed up to be a round sponsor. And what that means is for each round, we'll kind of mention the company's name. Mark II on the top of my head. Mark II Lumber is one of our sponsors already. And so they're going to sponsor a round. So on the answer sheet there at the bottom, we'll have their logo, and we'll say thanks to our sponsor, Mark II. If anyone's interested in being a round sponsor, so for $180, you can be a round sponsor and get a team in. Or if somebody out there is like, oh, I can't be there that night, we're going to be, you know, out of town, for $100, they could sponsor a round. So there's a couple opportunities out there.
Okay, gotcha.
So if they're wanting to help out.
So for a round in a team, it's $180, but just for a round sponsorship, it's $100.
That is correct.
See, I'm following along here.
All right. Cool deal.
I think, look at this. I feel a KBOE team coming into...
I don't know, maybe a round sponsor. I don't know. You know, we could do something like that,
yeah,
maybe.
We could probably do that.
What about food and beverages?
Mm. You can bring in whatever food and beverages you want. That is kind of what makes it a fun little evening. There's a smorgasbord of food. Some of these tables go all out. And, you think you're at a casino almost with the food buffet they have going on. I will mention that the Turquoise Tavern will be there. Ashley Kopecky and her Turquoise Tavern will be there with a cash bar. If somebody doesn't want to bring their own beverages, she'll be there. She actually has a daughter who's a senior, so who will participate in prom. So she's actually going to donate most of her proceeds to the junior class as well. So it'll be a good, fun evening. And those who have been, I think, are excited and are looking forward to it. And if you've never been, I'm telling you, grab a few friends. I know I was talking about winning, so important, and it is, but it's also a really good time. Yeah. Just a couple of hours just to get together with your friends and enjoy.
Yeah, you have a chance to win or be a loser.
It's one or the other.
Do you have the trivia categories set, or are those going to be really announced, I guess, here pretty quickly?
Well, they are set. We've got the questions. I don't want to give away too much, but I will say, being, you know, a Parks and Rec professional, there might be a Parks and Rec round. There's always, I think there's a geography round. So there, I'll throw a couple of rounds out there that people better get studying on.
All right. So importantly, Amanda, how can we get registered?
You get a hold of me. Contact me.
It's me.
So or Amanda Cunningham. If anyone knows Amanda Cunningham, you can get a hold of one of us. I'll throw out my cell phone number if people want it. They can, again, I'm there at the rec center. They can get a hold of me. I'll throw out my cell phone, 620-794-7770. Just shoot me a text or give me a call, and we'll get you signed up.
794-7770.
Lucky sevens right there.
Well, great job, and again, January 7th is the date, 7 p.m. It's a Saturday night, raising money for the Emporia High School Class of 2024 for after-prom and prom festivities. Amanda, good job as always.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me. It is always a pleasure.
Hope to have you back on Prime Time soon.
Prime Time.
Prime Time Amanda. There you go.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
Amanda Gutierrez with us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmaker segments, we're filling up quickly for next week. Basically, all we have right now is Wednesdays at 7:20 available, and we are filling up pretty quickly.